Hello.
My name is Monique. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I returned the call back from this number. May I please speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, this is Ricky Smith.
Yes, sir. How may I help you?
I was trying to start a claim.
Can I have your social?
419-457-2298.
419
457-2298.
457-298.
Yes.
Could you repeat that one more time, your whole social, please, sir?
419-457-2298.
Can I have your first and last name?
Ricky Smith.
Your date of birth?
03-02-1996.
Your mother's maiden name?
Blackman.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, or writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States?
No.
What is your highest grade level you completed in school?
High school.
Can I have your driver's license number?
8528301.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the AL Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additionally 5 to 7 business days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. There are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
Can I have your arrival number?
One moment. Round number 06-200-080. 06-200-080.
Your bank account number?
All right, it's 1149098319.
Is 114-909-09-8319.
No, 114.
Give me 1 second.
114-909-8319.
And your round number was 02-20-006-20-000. Wait.
Yeah, the last two numbers, 80.
I'm going to zoom this in one more time because I cannot see. It's going to be 20-00080. But the first two is 06.
Yeah.
Okay. 1 second. Can I have your data, your address?
125.
Give me 1 second. 125.
Yeah.
Mhm.
County Road.
County Road.
Yeah. 16.
16.
Yeah.
125 County Road 16?
Yes.
What city is that?
Valley Green.
Valley Green?
Valley Green. V-A-L-L-E-Y.
Hold on. Valley. Valley. Grand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me one second. It took it off the took it off my website. Give me one second. Is it Selma?
Yeah, it's on the outside there, yeah.
Okay, because every time I put that Valley Grande in there, it keep putting Selma. So if that's is that on your address, that's gonna be fine.
Yes, sir. Selma be fine.
Okay. Because every time I do put it, what you're telling me, it puts me to Selma.
Yeah.
Okay. So do Selma.
Yeah, it's bad to grab my license, but sometimes
it's gonna pop up Selma. Okay. Yeah. I got you. I'm gonna put Selma on here. Your zip code?
36701. Yeah.
Is your residence address different from the above mailing address?
No.
Ooh, I can't see. Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay. Can I have your telephone number?
334-349-5436.
Okay. It's 349-5436.
Yeah.
334.
Yeah.
Okay, when it popped up, remember I was telling you that it wouldn't let me put Valley on there? So
yeah.
It's telling me to do, okay, I'm gonna just repeat it to you and make sure that it's right for when they, you know, mail you anything, it's gonna be correct, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so it said 125 County Road 16. Then it says Selma, and then it said Valley Gray AL 36701. So you want me to choose that one?
Yeah.
Okay. It put Valley Grandade on there for me. So I'm gonna verify it to you, okay?
Okay.
One more time. 125 County Road 16 Valley Grade AL 36701.
Yeah.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former associated to you? Prattville, Auburn, Madison, or Vista Hills? Or you have never been associated with, or you are none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1017 Little Shore Drive or 129 Roxanne Way, 181926 Street, 185 Bagley Drive, or you have never been associated with any of these addresses?
It's 1017 Little Sorrow Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know that one?
Yeah.
Okay. From whom did you purchase the property at 7626 Kennedy Way? Birchland Enterprises, GMAC Mortgage, Mortgage, Homeland Communities, or South Seas Homes, or you have never been associated with this property?
I haven't been associated with them.
Okay. I got you. Oh, sorry, my eye. Give me one second. Oh, Lord. Which of the following cities has never had a current or former associate to you? Birmingham, Jimison's, Clearier, or Simnora, or none of, or all of the above?
Just, what's the last one, Simnora?
It was SMYRNA, or Birmingham, Gymnast.
Probably that last one, Simnora.
You said it probably was that one.
Yeah.
So you, I'm gonna repeat the question to you, okay, so we can get it right. Which of the following cities has never had a current or former association to you?
You said had or had not?
It says has never had a current or former associate to you.
That'll be that last one.
The SMYRNA?
Yeah.
Okay. Which of the following ages ranges most closely matches the age of Cassandra Smith? 29 to 33, 37 to 41, 50 to 54, or 61 to 65, or none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person?
You put 50 to 55.
Put 50 to 54?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Yes.
You did?
Yes, I worked in another state.
No, sir, I said, did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months? You said yes.
No.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civil in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on the active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive a notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for DUA disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
What was the last day of work? February the 12th.
Yeah.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah.
Do you work for yourself on a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working on a sole on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
100.
Oh, you said 100?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell? Excuse my voice.
So I'm gonna say 20.
The lowest hourly wage you will sell.
Yeah, that's the lowest.
Okay. Do you obtain work through union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a defined date to return to work?
No.
What was your job title?
Welder.
Are you seeking for work in your occupation?
You can preach that.
Are you seeking for work in your current occupation?
Yeah.
Okay. What was your most recent employer?
Zachary.
Zachary?
Yeah.
Does it have another name?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I have the Hardy Corp. I have
Zachary Group. Zachary Group. Zachary Group.
What is it another name too? Or just Zachary?
It's Zachary Group.
I don't think that's gonna pop up in our system yet. So I have, this is the jobs I have on here for you can file for. The Hardy Coop, the WG Waits and Sons Construction. Is that what it called? Is that what it was called? WG no. Waits? Okay.
Yates.
Yeah,
I worked with them in the past, but yeah.
Okay. Would you like to use that one?
What other ones you have on there?
Give me 1 second. I have Rayco Industrial ENT, Day and Zimmerman NPS ENT, or Gilman Stephen ETAL MPW Instructional Services, Allied Power Services, Maccabay Construction, GA West, and Co ENT.
Okay, you can just use that Yates one.
Can you hold for 1 second?
Okay.
Just give me 1 second, sir, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hello.
Yes.
Okay, give me one. Can I have your social again, sir? My computer froze on me.
419-45-729.
419.
457-298. Yes.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. Is this thing just cleared my whole system, sir? Do you know how mad I am?
I got to get my information back again.
Yes, I'm so upset.
I might not need to worry about it. I feel like doing all that.
We almost was done. I'm talking about we almost was done with the whole situation, with the whole process, and this whole thing done just cleared out on me.
I'm just, I ain't worried about it.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
All right.